Well, President-elect Joe Biden has introduced the top members of his national security and foreign policy team, saying, "They embody my core beliefs that America is strongest when it works with its allies." So what will this new US administration's approach be towards its old ally, Australia? And what clues can we pick up now about how the US might approach its relationship with China? Natasha Kassam is a research fellow in the Public Opinion and Foreign Policy Program at the Lowy Institute. Natasha Kassam, when you look at this security and foreign policy team, what are your initial impressions?
I have to say that as much as Australia has been so successful in managing the turmoil of the Trump administration, sighs of relief can be heard reverberating across the country in Australia. The impressions are of competent career officials who have spent their lives on foreign policy and national security issues. And after all of the ups and downs of the last 4 years, I think there is just relief to have competence yet again. And so far, they are saying the right things about working with allies and rejoining multilateral institutions.
So just to look at the individual members, Antony Blinken has been chosen as the Secretary of State. What do we know about him?
Well, we know that he is from the Obama administration, like many of the other officials that have been chosen. We know that his stepfather was Australian and he mentioned the impact of his stepfather on his life when he accepted the appointment. We do know, however, that he is going to be more focused on transatlantic issues, as many of these officials under the Obama administration were. As much as we talk about the pivot to Asia under Obama, really that period was defined by its commitment to working with Europe and working with NATO. That's not a bad thing for Australia, but it does mean that Australia is going to have to work a little bit harder to be heard by the Secretary of State.
So Jake Sullivan has been chosen as the National Security Advisor. What's his experience?
So he's similarly coming from the Obama administration, but in the case of Jake Sullivan, he has spent time in Australia recently. He does know Australian officials very well, and I think there's a lot of confidence amongst the Australian bureaucracy that Jake Sullivan will be thinking more about our part of the world.
So if we look through that lens of Australia's relationship with the US, what particularly about these picks tell you that there's an intent to include this region more in US foreign policy?
I do think in part it is about the way the world has changed more than about the individuals. So we know that there has been a growing bipartisan consensus in Washington about China and the challenges that it poses. For that reason alone, these picks will have to be focused on that question because they are career diplomats or career public service professionals. They will be very much alive to those risks. And like I said, they have been making all the right noises. We hear them talking in the media, talking to podcasts, publishing in international press about their commitment to this region. But I do think this is still not the time to be complacent because the world has changed. There will be more of a need for the United States to step up in our region. But they have this domestic situation that the incoming administration has never dealt with. As much as Biden is an internationalist and he's picked a team looking outwards, it will be so difficult to prosecute a foreign policy when they're committed to getting a pandemic under control and an economy on track. At the same time, every country in the world, I think, will be trying to get in the door in terms of influencing this new administration.
So with China currently threatening $5 billion worth of exports from Australia, what you're saying is that with all that's going on in the US, this administration is not going to leap in to help us or not going to be able to leap in to help us immediately.
I think the willingness and the political will certainly be there. But in terms of bandwidth, there are just going to be so many priorities. The other administration pick that we haven't talked about as much is the incoming Secretary of Treasury. And that role is often seen in terms of stimulus packages and how to get the American economy on track. But it's also incredibly important in the competition with China in terms of export restrictions, Chinese technology, the trade war. And in that role, we have somebody who doesn't necessarily have much experience in Asia. So I think there is much to be hopeful for from Australia's perspective, but it will not come easy. And I think there is a risk of us being complacent as we do feel this relief that such a competent team has been picked.
And Natasha Kassam is a research fellow in the Public Opinion and Foreign Policy Program at the Lowy Institute.